Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
We've been talking about it for weeks, but it's FabFitFun. And if you don't already know about it, it's that seasonal box with full-size beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products. If you've been wondering if you should do it and you've been teetering that line, let's just say today is the day to take the plunge. Use our code TJG for $10 off, making it only $39.99, and go to FabFitFun.com to purchase. Guys, I promise you, you will be so happy with this. The summer box is coming out this week, so get on it.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and it's Sunday.
It is Sunday because this is the royal wedding edition. Yes. This podcast will probably never last for another royal wedding, so this is pretty special.
Very true. I want to talk about all things. So, did you stay up to watch it?
Hell to the no. Did I record it and watch it with my mother? Absolutely.
So I was actually, I had driven down to San Diego Friday night and for a friend's birthday. And so we were like drinking and hanging out, and it was like getting closer to 1 a.m. And I'm like, I can do it. I'm just going to like stay up a little bit longer. Like, it's like no big deal. And then we all kind of started dropping like flies. So I like retreated to my bedroom and he's like, okay, I'm just going to put CNN on. I'm going to fall asleep to it. And then I happened to wake up right when she was walking down the aisle.
Very, very exciting moment. It was really funny because I probably woke up at like 8 a.m. California time. So clearly it was over and we had recorded it. And it's the recording started at 10 a.m. their time. So they had 2 hours of a pre-show. I'm like, Mom, we can fast forward it to see, you know.
It's like the red carpet.
Yeah, she's like, no, I want to watch the whole thing. I'm like, I don't want to watch the 5 hours.
It's like, okay, it's 8 o'clock. That will take us to 1 p.m.
I know. I was like, I think we can. She's like, Oprah's there. Where's Stedman?
Where was Stedman, though? She was walking in with Idris Elba, who I was like, how did he get the invite?
It was a very interesting guest list. So there were 600 people at St. George's Chapel, which is where Harry was baptized. So Oprah, who had to get her dress made the night before by Stella McCartney because she was afraid that it would come up too white on camera. Kate Middleton didn't care about that, apparently.
Well, also, it's like, Oprah, then just pick a different color. Well, like,
if you made her the dress overnight.
Yeah, but it's like, if you're really worried about it appearing too white, it's like, just don't wear it. That's also the fourth time that Kate Middleton has worn that dress.
I know. It's like Kate, and I heard this commentator, I was like, wow, it would just like make it such a statement about how you can recycle fashion. To me, the statement was, I don't really care about this wedding.
Yeah, 100%. She's like, I just had a baby 3 weeks ago. I don't care. Like, my kids have to be in this. Will is probably, you know, had a night with Harry last night. Like, I'm just so over this. Like, give me a stupid fascinator or a hat. I don't care. I don't care.
I completely agree. There was a moment during it where the royals just seem to not be into the wedding. No. I'll get to that moment later. I want to talk a little bit more about the guest list.
Okay.
So Serena Williams, she went to the church ceremony and was also invited to the intimate 200-person ceremony after.
I liked her second. I liked Serena's second outfit change. Did you see it? It was like black with like a floral on the bottom.
Yes, and she wore sneakers underneath.
Oh, I didn't see that, but I loved that. I thought she looked that was my favorite look of hers. Besides, I didn't really like the first one.
I was really interested, like, who made the 200-person list for the night reception.
James
Corden was on the 600-person list. Mm-hmm. Amal and George. Amal killed it. That yellow outfit was fabulous.
Thank God, because I hated her Met Ball look. She really needed to up her game here.
I agree.
Do you think it said Amal Clooney plus guest?
I hope.
I feel like she was the one invited.
Yeah. It's so interesting to see who they invite. Like, the Beckhams were fabulous. As always. Well, I thought he looked better than her. Because she was wearing, like, this weird outfit that, like, it was long sleeve, but she didn't put them all in the long sleeves. It was almost, like, cape-like.
Victoria Beckham can do no wrong in my eyes. Like, I think she's amazing.
I think navy wasn't the appropriate color for this. There was a lot of mint green.
There was a lot of springtime colors, like a lot of pastels, I felt.
Yeah, like Pippa was the green iced tea.
I was like, oh my gosh, she really is the Arizona iced tea can. she also didn't give a fuck. She was like, I'm pregnant. I don't care.
Yeah. Like, I wonder how far she is, though.
I also wonder if she has any relationship with Meghan.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Then Elton John was there and he performed at the luncheon, The Circle of Life.
The circle of life and it moves us all.
Okay.
Sorry.
The biggest, I don't think Chelsea Davies, his ex-girlfriend of 7 years, was invited to the 600-person
ceremony
wedding part. And so I did a little research today. Mm-hmm. She's from Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. She's a lawyer. And I just was like, man, that's got to kill.
No, I've heard this whole like rumor thing of that people like when Harry was kind of dating these people that they didn't actually like want the lifestyle. Like, they don't want to be a royal. Like, they're like, mm-hmm. I like you, but I don't like this lifestyle. Because really, yeah. like, we talk about how...
That's
like,
why she moved out of England after she started dating him, because she didn't like all the popularity, all her popularness. Yeah.
I also heard that his ex-girlfriend, like, Cressida Bones, was that her name? I heard she was there, too. But there's, like, this meme, of Chelsea going around with this, like, annoyed face, just being like, why am I here? You can just tell. I felt like... she wore black, so she was in mourning.
I feel like she didn't look her best.
No, she hasn't aged well. Not that women, you can't age well. Like, I just felt like she didn't look, like, I remember her being, like, hot.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, though, did you see Tom Hardy was there?
Oh, basically, like, all her old castmates were there.
All of her old castmates were there. And I'm, like, and Priyanka Chopra, that's, like, one of her best friends. And I was just trying to figure out, like, I don't think I, like, know who Meghan Markle really is. I think Serena Williams was the one who introduced them.
Oh, was that the mutual friend?
Yeah, so I think she's the mutual friend.
On a blind date. I'm like, that was not a blind date.
Yeah, you're like, oh, wow, Serena, I can't wait to hear who you're setting me up with. She's like, okay, so he's a redhead, but he has money, but he's not Ed Sheeran. Nobody actually knows his last name. He just has like a one name moniker. He's got an older brother. His mom did pass, so you know, you won't have to meet her, but you're gonna really like him. He's got an accent. I think I've given too much away. Let's just see what happens. Like, can you imagine showing up to that?
And then apparently, like, their third date, they went to Africa.
Well, it was just a quick helicopter ride.
I know. And that's where they're slated to take the honeymoon. But okay, let's get more back.
Yes. What a surprise. Okay. We've gone off the road.
Okay, let's just say she's turning 37 in August.
Mm-hmm. She's 33. Divorced. He's 33.
And he'll be 34 in September.
Yes.
She's divorced. Mm-hmm. She's half black. Mm-hmm. She's Catholic and a California girl. And she's the same age as she's 36, so she's the same age as Diana was when she passed. And then she gets out of that Rolls-Royce wearing, everyone was shocked, Givenchy. I'm like, wait, that's the Kardashians brand.
Is that?
Everyone's like, I can't believe she picked a French house. Like, but oh, she picked her because the designer Claire, she's British, she's a working mother, and she just had the minimalist clean lines, that California girl look.
I also really enjoy when people give, which is basically what we do, but whatever, besides us, like, give this commentary that you're like, what? That's why she picked it? And she probably just was like, yeah, I like this dress.
I think she wanted to be simple and clean. No ruffles, no lace. It's her second marriage.
How about, and like, a brush to the hair?
That left side of the hair was bad.
I was like, nobody could fix it.
I think
it.
The veil.
I love the veil.
It was 30 feet long, and they embroidered 53 Commonwealth country flowers, and then it also had California poppies on it.
You, like, really did your research on this.
I've done a lot of work. I basically spent the last 12 hours watching all of this. And I enjoyed it.
I like the dress. I thought it was different because you have to be classy still, and you have to, like, cover up in the church, but she still was, like, kind of, like, off the shoulder. I thought it could have fit her a little bit better. It seemed like maybe the stress of her psycho family, like, got to her and she lost a bunch of weight last minute or something, because I can't imagine that they wouldn't fit that to, like, the exact measurements of her.
Do we really think that her dad had heart surgery last week?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just confirming.
But I also was like, we don't want him there. We don't want him there. We don't want any of her family there. They're all trash. Well,
he didn't get to come. And I guess it was a very iconic moment that she walked herself down the aisle and then Charles finished it off.
Do you feel though, like, when she arrived, I felt like when she just arrived, it was like, okay, she's here. And she just started walking. And I was like, do we like have a moment where we stop and we like look at her? But she just like kept going. She's like booking it for the wedding.
Right.
I liked it though. I loved her second look better.
What did you think about the tiara?
No, hard pass. But did you tell me that it's part of like the royal family or something?
Yeah, it was Queen Mary's tiara. It's been in the family for 100 years.
I just thought that like I didn't think that she needed it. I thought that the veil could have just been enough.
I mean, she's legit being a princess.
A duchess.
Right, right.
The Duke what, the and Duchess of Sussex.
Sussex.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we built this up so much, and it's like, I don't know.
Oh, see, I got really into it.
clearly.
He apparently picked out the flowers from his mother's garden, and there were forget-me-nots, and her bouquet was just, like, super simple. I think they did it, like, very classic and simple and elegant.
Yeah, but really, though, I want to be at the after party.
I agree. Wait, let's talk about the breakout star that Michael Curry, he was the Black American Episcopal Reverend from Chicago, and I think the royals were horrified. That was the most tweeted moment of
the royal wedding. Yeah, it was like very interesting because he just like kept going on, like so much so that I like fast forwarded when I went back to watch it later. It's like, okay,
literally
this is too long.
The looks between the royal side and then when they were actually exchanging their vows, they were just looking at their programs. I'm like, what's in the program that's so special?
Yeah. And what were you saying? You were like texting me kind of during like while you were watching it, but you're saying like they're in a Catholic church and they're supposed to be saying
that's the Church of England, but like at a Catholic church, but they did do the Our Father and they did the cello player played Ave Maria.
I love that.
It's the most, I mean, obviously I know more about a Catholic church. It's very similar though. So I was asking if they did like, you would do like First Holy Communion, but they did not.
Don't care. Don't know.
Yes.
I also know I need somebody like, I'm like, okay, so she's 37, already divorced, older than him. Like, this gives us hope, does it not? Like, this could happen to us.
That's why it was, like, they had a picture of her when she was 15 outside of Buckingham Palace, and now she's, like, living in a palace.
Yeah, it's like a real life thing to me.
You gotta be dreamers.
Yeah, dream big.
A dreamer every day.
I dream.
Courtney literally would be like, Mary, that's a little excessive. Please bring it down.
Mary goes from like 0 to 100.
Real
and
quick.
Like, and yeah, and I'm like, we need like, as opposed to doing it in 2 seconds, like we need 10 hours. But I appreciate Mary dreaming because, you know, without those dreams, what can we achieve?
You've got to be a dreamer. And
okay. Things that I love though. I love that he said to her when she got there, he's like, I'm so lucky. You're like, you, what did he say? Like, you look amazing.
Amazing.
Like,
I'm so lucky.
He's so sweet. Also, I didn't realize he was going balding. Did you notice that?
His hair's definitely thinned out. I saw flashbacks from his brother's wedding 7 years ago, and I was like, you had a full head of hair then.
I liked it, though. I thought, I loved the little boys that were, like, carrying her veil. Like, that one was so excited. I think Charlotte was like, oh, this is fun. She was killing it. Where was Louis?
Good question. He didn't make the cut. He didn't get in the 600-person guest list.
Yeah, they're like, sorry, we just can't afford another spot for him, unfortunately. but yes, okay, so let's talk about the second look.
Yeah, the Stella McCartney dress. It was very James Bond. They drove off in the Jaguar. It was like, I felt like it was sexy, kind of this choker look.
Yeah, it was like a halter and low back, all white. Like, I thought that fit her like a glove. She looked stunning in it.
I wish I got to see it because she was holding the train up. I would like have. I would love to see how it draped.
Yeah. So, what do you think happens in the ceremony though? Like, do they party all night? Do they?
Oh, I think they were up. Okay, so from noon to one is the ceremony. I love that they're very timely, and then they go to the brunch and Elton sang to them. Then I think they get to rest for a little bit, change into their new looks. And then they take 10 Adderall and stay up all night.
All right.
Well, apparently at the 200-person event, it was like carnival theme, which I think is really interesting. I feel like it was like nightclub.
Yeah, like it's like those like secret English places that like all the rich people go to like in England. They're like, yeah, we're going to do carnival. Do people theme their weddings?
Yeah. Yeah. But like here in like California, it's like nautical theme.
Yeah, like, what? No.
Or like wine country thing, rustic.
Yeah, but it's usually like in wine country.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay.
Or at the beach. Okay. Nautical.
You'll never plan my wedding. Sounds horrible.
No problem.
I'm glad that it happened. It gives us all hope. I'm really excited. But like,
think they're happy?
Yes. Do you think that they'll stay together?
I think they'll have two kids and be together for like 7 years, and she'll be pregnant by December.
Okay. Well, that's because I told you that before, and that's exactly what I said.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't think that they're I think because of all the drama that's happened with her family for this, like, she has to stay married for at least X amount of years, or like provide at least X amount of children.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like, she's going to want to secure a lifestyle for the rest of her life.
Yeah. So they won't be happy together, but they'll have like an open marriage.
I think she's a pretty strong woman. I don't think she would fly for that. Yeah. I did like her wedding gift. She got Princess Diana's blue diamond ring.
Oh yeah, that was gorgeous. What did she give him?
A blowjob.
Yeah, she's like, here are my in-laws. They're crazy. My dad staged paparazzi photos. My sister changed her name back to Markle, dyed her hair black to look more like me, and then pretended she got in a car accident and the paparazzi were chasing her like Princess Diana. Oh, and she's writing a tell-all book about me, but we've been estranged for 10 years.
And that is legit all true.
Yeah, and she's like, and she'll be here for Thanksgiving. You're gonna love her.
Her dad lives in Rosarito, Mexico.
So weird. The whole thing's so weird.
Was like a producer on Married with Children with Al Bundy.
Which you're like really into.
I just think it's funny.
Okay, so another wedding that happened. I feel like we've covered the royals. We're good, but let's talk about another royal wedding. So Jax's sister got married last weekend. And it's good to know that like that whole family is on the same intelligent level. Because their
wedding hashtag.
Thank you. I was like, what? I'm literally spacing out. Their wedding hashtag was supposed to be Saturdays are for the Burns. Burns is the last name. But he put Satru Days. They put it on the chalkboard for people to tag Satru Days are for the Burns. And I was trying to like research like, oh, maybe that's like the last name. And then, you know, it's the last name and then she's going to be Burns. And I was like, no, because her last name is Couchy or Taylor. We don't know if she's changed it like Jax. But
it's Couchy.
Yeah.
His was Jason Couchy.
Isn't that funny that they used his real name? They're like, you are not Jax Taylor this weekend.
Right.
So if Brittany and him get married or already married as...
So some people are saying they're already married. He apparently slipped on Jeff Lewis's show.
Uh-huh. Which I could like see them doing like some sort of like elopement and then like waiting for the new season to like do like a real wedding.
It will be very interesting when they announce their engagement, because they would have teased previews for the reunion, which tomorrow's the last one. So you don't think it happens? What are you waiting for? Remember that? I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for?
I Know What You Did Last Summer, starring Jennifer Love Hewitt, who also had a blunder at the upfronts this past weekend. Like, she didn't wear enough makeup and people were like having her head for it. So sad. It's like she can't age gracefully.
97 was a good year for her.
But speaking of Jeff Lewis's show, so Kelly Dodd was on it too, and she was shading Vicky.
She got in trouble.
Yeah, and Bravo decided to fine her because she was revealing too much of what happens in the season. Apparently this happened with Tamara last season too, when she was talking about Vicky calling Eddie gay. And so she got fined.
I mean, I feel like OC is on the outs and Vicky is on the outs.
I can't get into, I'm starting to turn on Vicky. I know that you shouldn't bite the hand that feeds you, and she was the first Bravo celebrity that followed us. And so that should like stand for something. But I don't like the drama.
She also faked cancer.
Well, yeah, she did fake cancer, but also Ryan posted a photo. Did you see that this week? Ryan posted a photo of, or Vicky posted a photo of like their the grandsons.
Oh, right.
And was like, miss my boys or something. And Ryan commented saying, well, we tried to FaceTime you 20 times yesterday. Maybe you should pick up or something like that. And then Vicky blocked him.
Burn. That's going to be hard when you like don't like who your daughter ends up with. Because well, I think mm-hmm. I think Brianna was a little bit controlled by Vicky, but has her own sense of self that she can handle it. But then Ryan kind of steps in and gets in her head too much. It's like, that's always going to be her mom.
Yeah. Or you could be like Markle and just be estranged from them.
That makes me sad.
Yeah. Well, he had said to us before that he
thinks
that
grounds Vicky.
Yeah. He said that he thinks that Vicky's changed a lot. And
I'm sure she has.
The fame has gotten too much. So it's kind of like, they just like, that's why they kind of had to distance themselves.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. In other news, Lisa Vanderpump's brother passed, possible overdosing, which is sad. He was a DJ.
Very sad.
I think he was 59.
What kind of music was he DJing? So do they think because he was a DJ, like that's why they're saying an overdose then? Like he's like in that DJ world, like drug. That's very sad.
I just read a headline.
Yeah. And then also though, Mercedes from Shaws of Sunset, her dad passed away.
Yeah, that's sad. He's been sick for a while, right?
Yeah, he was sick last season and he was like in the hospital. Very sad. And then Kyle's daughter graduated college, and these photos that they've been posting are kind of weirding me out.
The prom picture with Mauricio and what's that one's name? Sophia?
Not Farrah.
Yeah. Honestly, she's kind of a little bit of, she doesn't look like the rest of them.
She's
really tall.
I'm sure she has a great personality.
I think this is what people say about me. Oh, yeah. She's got a great personality. She's super nice.
Well, I'll tell you a story. I was in San Diego for this birthday party, and we're like kind of all going around this table at dinner, and we're like telling funny stories or whatever. And we're telling this story about when my friends and I decided, we're like last minute, like, oh, let's go to this restaurant. There's this like magic show that you can like pay to go to. It's called Black Rabbit Rose. It's really fun. But I had showed up and I was like, I got one of those. And let me just say, I'm sure that the company itself is great, but it did not do me justice. Have you heard of La Tote?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I had like a free La Tote. So I'm like, okay, I'll just like try it. And they sent me this like horrible, like members only jacket, but it had like things on it. I don't know, whatever. And so I was like, well, I guess I have to like wear this and then I'll like send it back because I'm not keeping it. It's ugly. But I was like, I'm just going to like get one wear out of it. So we went to this magic show. This jacket was so hideous, Mary, that I'm like, people must just say I have a good personality. We took a photo and literally I look like Chrissy Metz from This Is Us.
Looks like
Chrissy Metz from This Is Us.
So you were on My 600-Pound Life again.
Literally, though, we passed this photo around, and everyone was like, oh, my God. I'm like, yes, it was a magic trick to make me look 400 pounds heavier than I already am. Like, it's so bad that I can't even express it.
Did you, like, cry a little bit?
It's just, I mean, you have to laugh to hold back the tears. Because it's right. so bad. Like, this photo, I'm like, my friends, like, refuse to delete it. It's the photo that keeps getting passed around. And I'm just like, I will never let this down. But thank God I have a good personality.
So, Marissa and Saf, please send me the photo.
They're in the photo, too. You'll love it. It's great. But, yeah, so I just felt like that was like, oh, you have a good personality. Not that I'm saying Kyle's daughter is fat. I'm not. I'm just saying, sometimes your personality has to outshine your physical appearance.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Do you think so? Wait, they also posted a photo though of like the family, like a family photo, and it's like Mauricio is always next to Farrah. Like Kyle's always on the end, like not next to Mauricio. Like it looks like that Farrah is the wife.
Oh, I never really thought about that.
It's a very strange. Like, I know it's nothing. I know it's not gross or whatever, but it's just like always. It kind of like icks me out. I don't know why. Like they're too close.
I get it.
How many years do you think are between them? 15?
No, I'm just not going to go there.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, let's. Should we get into Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah, let's start with Vanderpump. So this is part two of the reunion. We come back to that basically the last part that Sheena had walked off stage because her mink eyelashes were falling off and Jax went psychotic about how she didn't call him about his dad.
Right, and then she comes back on and says, on stage, and Andy's like, are you okay? And she's like, I'm okay. I'm a professional.
And I'm like, a professional what?
No idea.
A professional stalker, a professional weed smoker. A
professional girlfriend.
Yeah, if you need me to hire me, I'm in. Also, I heard that she just moved to Marina Del Rey.
Oh, to be closer to
Robbie? Yeah, probably. She's just trying to get her way like onto The Bachelor. I feel like she's trying to like angle to be The Bachelorette somehow.
Oh my God, you're so right.
That would be horrible. Or she's trying to go the angle because now MTV is doing like X on the Beach that has Faith on it, and it's pulled a lot of Big Brother people, like a lot, and Bachelorette people, like Chase from The Bachelorette's on there, that she's trying to like angle to like go that route. She was hanging out with Kayla from The Challenge. Like, I feel like she's just trying to open up her opportunities, and I want all those doors to shut in her fucking face.
Well, if those opportunities did work out, she would have to get out of her contract with Bravo.
We would all love that, though.
Yeah, so we kind of wished her well with.
But I also like
MTV.
The
MTV's The Challenge.
Could she just go on like Teen Mom or something? I don't watch that show.
She's too old. It's Teen Mom.
Well, like Teen Mom OG, though. Like maybe she dates one of the guys from it now.
Oh God, no.
No,
I can't. No, don't. Okay. That show's done. I'm not even watching it anymore.
What? You were such.
I know. I read the articles, kind of.
You're in for the clickbait.
Totally.
Okay. So also throughout this reunion, like, Lala was kind of getting on my nerves. Like, I felt that in the beginning, before the reunion, that they started drinking. And so as the reunion is going on, they're getting drunker and drunker. And I felt like this episode was a progression of Lala from, like, sober-ish to, like, very drunk.
I'm just confused with the financials. It seems like her and Randall are building a house together.
Are they? I didn't even catch that.
I see these stories of construction. So, and it makes me think that they're building a home to move into together. Okay. And then Andy basically calls her out and was like, "You were dating him before he was divorced."
She's like, "He was legally separated. The bigger the hoop, the better the blowjob."
Yeah. and then he asks about the gifts. And she's like, "Well, you know, he just like buys me cars and I have to buy the car insurance."
Materialistic things.
Sheena's all jealous.
Sheena was so jealous about that. And it's like, Sheena, you were wanting that exact shit. Like, oh, you don't like flowers now?
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Do you really think Martin Scorsese watches VPR?
No, I feel like... Okay, so it seems like Randall actually does have some credibility.
He's Turtle.
Yeah, so I think... So I'm sure, like... I feel like Martin Scorsese, like, there was some sort of, like... He was at some, like, weird house party or something. Or, like, some weird meeting. And, like, Vanderpump Rules was on in the background. And he was like, "What is this?" And then he's like, "Okay, I'm going to go call Leo and I'm going to go talk about our next Oscar-winning movie."
Right.
But, like, Lala went all, like, she's like, "Yeah, Martin Scorsese watches this." I'm like, why did you just start talking like a four-year-old?
I don't know. And she's, like, in Italy with them right now. Promoting Gaudi. Like,
Cannes Film Festival in France.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah.
And Italy, France, whatever.
But this show is so interesting to me because it's, like, all these things that are so taboo and, like, that you're not really supposed to talk about. It's, like, drug use. It's, like, it's open on that. They, like... consistently talk about, like, abusing Adderall or, like, you know that they're high on coke or, like, they're just getting, like, blackout drunk. And then you've got Lala, who's, like, literally a confirmed, like, sugar baby.
Yeah.
And it's, like, all these things that's, like, whoa, like, that's, like, not, that's, like, look, kind of looked down upon. But yet here we are with this show who's, like, celebrating it. And yet I watch every week and I can't wait.
And then you, like, figure out what James's living situation is.
Who is Paul?
Paul goes up to San Francisco and then James just lives at his house. Like, also, I mean, what is their salary? James, you can't afford a one-bedroom apartment. Like, his girlfriend graduated Sonoma State this weekend, so I bet you anything she's gonna move down there and they'll move into a one-bedroom together.
Like, James, I have more clothes that don't fit in the computer drawer. She's like, "Where am I going to put all of my Pilates costumes?" And she's like, "I need room for my glass eyes." She's like, "But I got different colored ones now."
I feel bad about the glass eye thing. That was totally made up.
Listen, we've never said that our facts are facts. Every this whole maybe we need to change our podcast to be called like Alleged, because nothing we say is probably true.
Fact or fiction.
And now, and she hasn't denied that she doesn't have a glass eye, nor has she confirmed. So she could.
No, like, she doesn't. She doesn't.
I have 20 vision. I can't have 20/20 because I only have one eye. I got bangs so that it would cover the eye.
I know, she got bangs and does not look good.
No, she's going to love
LA.
They're
like the thin, wispy bangs.
Yeah, she needs a little thicker.
Yeah.
But okay, but back to Paul.
Who? I'm looking out for Paul in San Francisco from now on.
Okay, and somebody DM'd us about pop? It. Somebody DM'd us about it and said that he used to go, and I can't remember what the bar was, but I want to say bus stop.
Oh, yeah, that's a bar. But I feel like he's more in the Castro crowd.
No, I know. I was saying bus stop because I know that that's a bar, but I don't think that was the right one that they said. I can't remember what it was. So can you DM us again? Because sometimes I check them and Mary can't check them and then I forget.
Okay.
But Paul looks like Liza Minnelli's ex-husband, David Guest. Do you remember that guy?
Like, vaguely.
That's what Paul looks like. Paul wears like 17 gold chains. He probably has scoliosis from the back issues from the chains. And he's like, hey, James, do you want to get dinner? Because I think I owe you a dinner. He's like, not mate. Like, oh, not mate. Like, I don't want you to put it in my butt. No, mate.
I know, owe him from what? Like, does he watch a cat or something? Like, the roommate situation is so odd to me.
I think James is gay for pay. And I also feel, or just gay. I mean, Logan. Logan's probably super jealous every time Paul's on the screen. He's like, Paul, I want that cum couch.
Oh, I can't believe Logan didn't try to weasel his way into the reunion.
Oh, I'm sure he did. He was trying to, Danny was saying, telling us, Danny Pellegrino, that he was like trying to like DM him stuff. And then he tried to DM us stuff about like shade about Raquel. We're like, we don't care about the Z-list players on this show. Like, I think that Paul is going to replace Rob in the season cast photo next season. You know, at the credits, you've got like 75 wait, people that we wait. Don't know. Like, Paul's got to get in there.
I agree. I would love that. Mm-hmm. With his, like, he was wearing, like, a gun and a badge, right? What? Was he being a pretend cop?
Who?
I swear I saw a scene, like, they flashed Paul and he was wearing a badge and a.
Yeah, I must have missed that.
Did I dream
it? Yeah, I think you're dreaming of Paul. Paul is needed. No. See, Mary's not really dreaming about him.
No, Paul was wearing a badge and a gun on his hip.
Oh, were they role playing?
James, you're
going to be the criminal and I'm going to arrest you.
I don't know. Why do I think this? I swear.
I think you're wrong. But
guys, confirm that I'm right. Why would I make that up? I literally dreamed that. Why would I dream about that person? No, that did not happen.
Why would I dream about Sheena's subpoenas? It's like, we don't know what our subconscious takes us to.
Oh, man.
Okay, moving on.
Okay. Do we think that Faith and Jax slept together more than once?
Is Ariana the sky blue? Is the sky blue? Does Jax love to stick his dick in any hole he can find?
But he said he swore in his dad's life it was only one time.
Well, his dad's already...
With a 95-year-old.
His dad's already dead, so swear on his life as many times as you want. The guy's dead. I'm not trying... No, I'm just saying...
I know.
You're swearing on his life, and it's like... But if he's already passed, swearing on his life isn't actually... Like, that's not, like, any sort of credit there. Like...
Yeah.
You're swearing on your dad's life, but it's... Not hearing right. Like, no, Jax.
Right, I get it.
And you know, that might be an unpopular opinion from people, but I'm sticking with it.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like how Andy asked Tom, does he remember kissing the girl, and like, does he?
Oh,
he think
fuck Tom Schwartz at this point. Fuck that guy. Not in general, just like in this moment when he was like. You know, I don't remember, but Katie was a horrible person. When he said she was a horrible person, like, she was terrible. And, like, now it's sexy because she doesn't care that I made out with someone. It's like, Katie's on a lot of medication now.
I know. But I also feel like that Tom was trying to sabotage. I don't know why he stayed with Katie.
Do you think that they all stay with each other to stay with the show?
But I think LVP, like, they would just get word of Schwartz. LVP loves Katie, and she loves that she got to tell her story about the accident, which I actually, you know, we learned more about the accident this season. I say, like, good for her for sharing that story, because she really could feel sorry for herself, and I don't think she did. I don't think she knew she did feel sorry for herself, but she came to terms with it this season.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just felt like, first off, I also think Tom Schwartz is too lazy, that he's like, okay, I'll just, like, make out with someone blacked out. Like, he was like, I was legitimately blacked out. It's like, it also still isn't an excuse.
Right.
And then it's like, I think he's too lazy to, like, break up. He's like, oh, we've already moved in together. Like, I'd have to find a new place to live. Like, I'd have to answer a lot of questions. Like, I probably couldn't, like, go back to Sir. He's like, ugh, I'll just, like, stay with her. And then, like, maybe she'll change. And if not, I'll just cheat on her.
I know. There's no consequences there.
No, zero consequences for any of these men. Stassi's the only one that holds people accountable, like, that are dating that she's dating. Except, well,
then not really, because she let Patrick walk all over her.
Mm-hmm. But I like that she had, like, self-reflection on it, and she was like, yeah, I don't even know who that person was. I like that. But I love Stassi.
And we love the good, the bad, and the bogey.
Yes, we love Bo.
Yeah.
And then we start talking about, like, Sheena setting Britt up with Adam. And it's like, and Sheena's like, well, I didn't, like, set them up.
I was like, that was set.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another, like, weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He, like, talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum, soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their Dewy Day Cream, obsessed. obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
That, like, come on, Sheena, you know exactly what you're doing. You're so toying with their relationship.
Yeah, you literally said you want to fuck with Jax's relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I just...
But who, and like, who wants to fuck a cute guy? I want to fuck a man.
I want to fuck a man. It's like, okay, so you don't think that Randall is hot.
Right.
Thank you for confirming that. Like, Randall and Adam are not on the same level, so you do... Like, Randall just, like, grosses me out because all I do is I picture Lala giving him blowjobs, and I feel like his fat just... His fat hangs over, like, his stomach fat hangs over, and so she has to, like, push it up in order to get to his penis. No, these are things I thought about.
Listen, I just imagine him being hairy.
Yeah, and sweaty. And just, like, too much.
Okay, I also thought it was really interesting how Stassi got so mad about Kelsey, the Reiki master. Like, and everyone was, like, hating on her, calling her a sex operator, that they hugged for too long.
You know, Kelsey got a bad rap.
I feel bad for Kelsey because
I do too.
She's just doing her job, building him up.
Right. Like, it's not her fault that he wants her to call him Jason.
Right. And then he's like, wait, I said I love you? What are you talking about? I'm like, please, Jax.
Like, you know exactly what you're doing. Like, you built this storyline in order to piss off Brittany. But little did you know, you didn't have to because you just stuck your dick in other things. I did laugh when Lala said, is there ever an appropriate time to stick your dick in something? Because why was Sandoval defending Jax so much?
They always do. They must know so much blackmail on him.
Oh my God. There must be so many skeletons in the closet. Like, because when they were talking...
But Jax is also, like, so dumb. He didn't know what hashtag me too meant. He's like, it means women's power.
That actually, like, kind of pissed me off.
Like, yeah, all of them were really bad.
But all of them were laughing about it. I'm like, it's actually not funny because it's a pretty big movement. It's affected a lot of people. And you're just saying something like so willy-nilly, like, oh, yeah. And I'm going to run a social media account for our hockey team. Hashtag me too.
No.
It's like, I just hate him. And I think he's like so, ugh. Let's move on before I go crazy, before I get on a T-Rav rant.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we go to New York?
Sure. Yes. Let's do that.
Okay.
Like, yes. I just, This season is just so good. But I'm Team Carol.
Oh, 100% Team Carol. And actually, you guys, I was disappointed in you. It was 56% Team Bethany. Why do you... I just still don't understand why people like her.
Like, we are so... Bethany, bravo for all the stuff that you've done for Puerto Rico. That is amazing. We love it. It's, you know, like...
I bet she has raised even more money and because of all the awareness she's bringing, like, from 100%. The show. So, great, great. Yeah. I'll actually... You know what? I'll throw in some money, too. I'm saying that. I really will. Be strong.
You will?
Yeah, I seriously will.
And also, though, something that bothers me is, like, why do they have to donate? If they want to donate for Puerto Rico, why do they have to? She, like, keeps getting mad at them. Like, why do they have to donate to Be Strong? Like, there's, like, literally a Puerto Rican, like, national foundation that, like, J-Lo started. Like, why can't they donate their money there? Why does it have to be to you?
It does seem like she's actually getting the money to the people. Because I think a lot of times when you donate to Red Cross and stuff, there's, like, this delay a little bit.
Well, I'm sure, like, also when you're donating to Red Cross, you're also paying, like, operational funds. Like,
exactly. She seems like she's sincerely getting the money to the right people. So that was, like, heartwarming. I think it's really funny because she knows no Spanish.
Yeah, she's like, es mi amigo Dorinda.
She's like, siete. My daughter is siete.
Yeah. I don't know. First, and then they showed this limping dog. And I was like, that's literally the one thing that got me to cry. It was like poor limping dog in Puerto Rico. And I'm like, I don't even care. Like, people, whatever. But like, a limping dog's worth a vet. Someone adopt this dog and take him to the vet right now. But I also just don't think that we need to have the cameras doing that. Bring awareness.
No. It's bringing the awareness. There's only 3 million people there.
But if I was That's one of those crazy. People, I would not want my face on that, like having Bethany shove a cash card in my face and like a camera.
Don't even have water. Yes, you would.
No, I don't want a camera there though. Like, I don't need like to have a spotlight on me of like what I'm going through. I just feel like she has ulterior motives with it. I'm proud of the work she's done, but it's like, she's like, yeah, I was one of the best people to do this. Like, people were saying I was the best.
Yeah, no, I
do you know where I'm coming from? This, like, I'm amazing work she's doing, but sometimes like you can be voiceless about it. Like, people don't need to know that you're the one who's doing it. You can just do it to do it.
I mean, I think that's how she's making more money, though. Like, because she's bringing awareness.
Right.
And that's how she's getting more people to donate.
Okay, so maybe she just needs, like, a slice of humble pie.
I agree with that.
Okay. And then I just don't like that she keeps calling out Carol. And Carol's blog this week was scathing.
That princess has found her voice.
Like, if you...
Where was her wedding invite?
Yeah. If you thought that, like, they could maybe their friendship would, like, get back together, we'd see the return of Bethany and Carol, wrong.
So, read a little bit of her...
Okay. So one of, like, the great lines was, what would you do if your friend called your boyfriend secretly behind your back and asked him to go to Houston with her? Yeah, that happened. Stay tuned next week for As Real Housewives of New York Turns. But let's begin with this week. That was the first paragraph.
So we are assuming that she invited Adam to
Houston. So she talked about it a little bit when she had that lunch with Dorinda back in New York. And she wanted, it sounds like she wanted Adam to be the...
Take some photos of...
The devastation of Houston? Or was it for, like, Bethany's social media? Like, it wasn't clear. And Adam was already working. And so he said, what's the pay for it? I'm on Carol's side with this. He asked what the pay for this was because he's already working, right? So if he has to, like, not work for the day, is he getting paid? And when she said no, he's like, sorry, I can't move things around then.
Right.
And that, who cares? Like, that's fine. As Carol said, like, we don't know Adam's finances. Like, he maybe can't afford to take a day off because Carol doesn't let him live with her anymore.
Right. And it's very true.
New York City rent is expensive.
Right, right. So, it will be interesting. She still hangs out with Adam. So, be interesting how that saga unfolds.
What the hell is going on with that? This week, he posted, like, this, like, paid sponsorship partnership with Bumble.
I saw that, like, and a dating thing.
Yeah, and Carol liked it. And I'm like, is he, like, what is their situation? Is he getting paid to do this and he doesn't really care what the outcome is of it? Like, what's the situation?
I think Carol's getting friends with benefited, but doesn't realize it.
Yeah.
She's actually getting every, like, what we get every weekend. But she's in her 50s.
Okay, I would also just like to state, too, that Mary posted today saying to tag a friend who slept with someone last night, and she tagged me, and I slept by myself last night. I just want to clarify.
I slept at my parents' house last night, so I just thought that would be fun.
Yeah, it was funny. And then, you know, it's like, can I tell you a funny story, though? Okay, sure. So my dad texted me yesterday, and he's like, hey, what's the name of your blog? Because parents don't understand podcasts.
No, everyone calls it a blog. I'm like, we don't even have a blog, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'm like, the blog? I'm like the Instagram or the podcast? I mean, it doesn't matter. They're the same name. He's like, yeah, is it Two Bitchy Girls?
You're like, that's about right.
I mean, I'm like, yes, but not in that wording. I was like, Two Judgy Girls. He's like, oh, cool. And he's like, well, how can one find this blog? I'm like, again, it's called a podcast. And I was like,
and you can never listen.
And I literally said, you can never listen. And he was like, what, why? And I was like, and who are you talking about this with? He's like, my friends. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, no. I'm like, no, you can never listen. And he's like, why? I'm like, because you still think I'm like, you have like some ounce of respect for me. Yeah, and you just don't need to know. He's like, but they like is it the Kardashians? And I'm like, dad. And I was like, well, we don't even talk about them. They'll hate this. I'm like, please don't ever. I'm like, I'm begging you, please. Like, and then like no response.
I told my mom it's like Amy Schumer, and she said I raised you as a classy girl, not trashy.
You're like, well, then you should also never listen.
And then I kept on getting mad at her because I was taking notes during the royal wedding. She kept on trying to talk, and I'd be like, "Can you please stop talking? I have to rewind it now." And she and she would be like, she was like trying to analyze it, and then I would like write down her analyzations as well. She was pretty knowledgeable, but
right, but they yeah. don't. It's like it's cute though listen. Because they don't get it. They're like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, I've got to watch like this show." They're like, "Oh, you have to like." Well, kind of, because, like, we're going to talk about it, and I have to actually watch the show and understand, like, I just don't understand what you do, and, like, and I hope you never do understand.
Oh, never. Okay, let's get back to Lou.
Okay.
Also, I'm going to claim that Lou is drinking again. We saw Insta stories from Chateau Marmont last week. She was hanging out with James Kennedy. She's clearly drunk, and then packing to leave L.A. in a ball gown. With sunglasses in her hotel room. You cannot tell me she's not hungover.
Oh, Lou's for sure drinking. But you know what? She looks bomb.
She does look bomb. And I love her sitting down with Ben, the director, because they're, like, figuring out Friends of the Countess. And he's like, so, like, you know, I know you do dance music, but, like, can I hear you sing, you know, something like Happy Birthday? And
Mary, she literally, this moment just was like kind of taken from me because I didn't realize that this is just her shtick now.
Yeah. I and she sings him Happy Birthday and calls him Benny Baby. And then she's like, well, now I need to do like the Marilyn version. And he's like, well, you know, good thing is the voice doesn't matter. And she like thought she killed it. And then she kisses him on the lips.
She's also caressing his face while she was singing it. Like grabbed his chin just like Benny Baby. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. Also, okay, Lou Mann was brought back tonight. And I'm like, wow, Ramona. Wow. I have to say, I think that Luann, because of her progression, like, Luann is one of those who's progressed downhill. Like, she started at the top as a countess, and now she's, like, in rehab and jail and, you know, countess with friends. But I was like laughing because she's actually a very good friend to Sonia. Like she's very good to her friends. Don't you think? Like she came over to Sonia.
There's a loyalty from her.
Yes.
I don't think she's loyal to Ramona. For some reason, she always has Bethany's back.
Yeah. Because Bethany's the one back that you want to have. Like Bethany's never presented in a bad light.
I think she's a horrible person, but
that's neither here nor there, and I agree.
56% of people disagree with that.
So you're saying she has this loyalty towards Sonia?
Yeah, I mean, I know, like her and Sonia are team yogis, and
But okay, Sonia's losing it though. Like, I'm actually legitimately kind of worried for her. Like, I think that we're going to hear Sonia going to rehab soon.
Well, that's what's Costa Rica. She'll always be the kind of drinker where she's like, okay, you know, she's going to drink a ton during the holidays, then sober January.
Yes.
But, and then
sober January just means like no red wine.
Like, no, I know. I think she goes like she does like these 6 week stints and then she's like, well, I'll have a drink. And then she only needs like three and then she has seven.
And then she gets a John level.
Yeah, she gets John and Madonna level and showing her cooch.
Snatch
and,
you know, card.
Yeah, Lou's always, you know.
Yeah, but I just gonna, like, she was on page. She's how on many page nights six this week. You, go ahead.
How many nights do you think Lou has taken her home in a cab, passed out?
I'd say when in the height, like the height of when they were really going at it, 2 to 3 times a week.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. But so Sonia was on Page Six TV this week, which is kind of like a TMZ, but with like more like celebrity correspondence, and all the housewives were guests, and Sonia was the first one, and Sonia was so crazy. She was saying like, "Oh, I've met Khloe Kardashian's baby," like all these like really like out there things.
Completely lies.
Yeah, like complete lies.
Sonia has never talked to Khloe Kardashian.
No, like she's literally delusional. And then she was in Countess and Friends this week with Luann. And Luann was like doing all these interviews. And Sonia's like, what can I post on my Instagram? It's like, Sonia, you are and Friends.
Right.
Like
she must be getting a cut from this or something.
Yes, but she was like so jealous. It was like, it's very weird. And she's like very skinny. Like I'm saying something's wrong. We're going to have, she's going to be like a Mariah Carey. Remember Mariah Carey had that breakdown like on TRL like years ago?
That's going to be Sonia.
Yes.
I bet the Morgan guy's like, I'm so pissed she still has my last name.
Seriously. Like or, you know, any of the three wives that he's had, like his current wife of 8 years.
Wait. Okay.
Also,
let's talk about
Ramona's extensions, please.
Oh, God. That was at the nail salon this week? Was that this week?
No, so the nail salon was last week. And I was like, okay, I'm going to give her like a one-off. She had, you know, maybe she had a crazy day. She was at the gym. Something happened. She just didn't clip them in right. Okay, Ramona, you get a pass. Then this week that when her and Sonia went to go try on fur jackets or whatever they were doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The $30,000 chinchilla. And Sonia's like, I still have mine. And I'm like, it's moth-eaten, Grey Gardens.
Yeah, so Ramona had her hair pulled back in a ponytail, and all you could see was, like, where her, like, bob cut off, and then, right. Like, the three tendrils of, like, extensions.
Also, just keep the bob. Like, it's so much easier to manage. You look fabulous. You don't need the extensions.
Amazing. Yes, I agree.
And that whole, the limo ride was bizarre. They looked like they were going to a funeral. Sonia was wearing, like, I'm pretty sure it was, like, a strapless dress. And fishnets, but then she was wearing a white strapless bra, and you could see the bra through the black dress. It was just bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Sonia, pull it together. I'm worried.
And then, okay, what about when they all meet up for dinner at the sushi restaurant, and Sonia comes in, and she's wearing, like, these purple satin gloves.
And she's always at the end.
Always at the end. And then Carol and Dinsley were being such mean girls. They're like, Frenchie's contract expired. And
I mean,
they're saying
it true.
At the table with her, though. Like, it's only Bethany in between them. Like, that's just wait to say that when she leaves.
But it also, yes, I agree. They were being mean girls, and that is what. But everything that Bethany was like yelling at Carol for, Bethany was doing.
Yeah, I completely agree. And then they were being so mean to Tinsley too. Like, you came to New York at the bottom. You were emotionally and socially unfulfilled, and you had no friends, and you needed my help. And then they just start getting in a scream.
But not even that, though. They're like, you didn't say thank you. I'm like, she literally threw a thank you party for you last year, and you tried to shove a $5,000 Bergdorf's gift certificate up your vagina. Do you not remember that?
And then give it to your daughter for Christmas.
Yeah, it's like, she literally thanked you. So, I'm sorry, what else was she supposed to do?
Yeah.
And, like, Bethany being like, Carol, why are you talking? You're always going to defend the person you're sitting next to. It's like, Bethany, you literally started this fight about Sonia. You started it.
Right. And then she goes, why are you on me? Get off my jock.
I was like, oh, did Bethany probably tried to trademark that. So Carol has to pay her royalties.
For sure. for sure. And then Bethany gets really dirty in her confessional and says, you know, like, me and Carol just don't have a lot in common, but her and Tinsley do. They're both not married, they're not moms, and they both don't have a career.
Which is also like, Bethany, are you serious? Like, Carol, now, okay, Tinsley, true, right? Her career was being a socialite, but Carol's pretty accomplished. Like, and yes, she's older. She can be retired. Like, her career is doing this now.
Well, her career was, she's like...
ABC journalist,
like, didn't her widow book, like, wasn't that on the New York Times bestseller list or something?
Yes, yeah. It, like, killed. Like,
that's pretty accomplished.
I didn't mean to say it killed. That was awkward. Well, you know, it's out there now. Okay. Say it, forget it, write it, regret it.
But you said it, and...
Yeah. And I've already forgotten it. But
about speaking of Carol's getting back into a career, she's writing for Cosmo, and then she's just talking about her Me Too moment. She's like, he said, if you rub my nipples for 30 seconds and I'll what?
Eggplant emoji with the squirt emoji. Yeah.
So was that what's his name though?
Who?
You know, the director. That's all in the
Woody show. Woody Allen?
No. Oh, was that that was a Woody Allen reference?
No, I don't know what you're well, Woody Allen is like, oh, Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know who she was talking about. I'm not sure, but if someone has that article, I would read it, the Cosmo article. Yeah. I used to subscribe to Cosmo, and then all of a sudden they did this weird makeover where they like turned into 17 magazines, so I had to unsubscribe.
Yeah,
It's not good anymore. I miss it.
Yeah. I don't really.
You don't?
I just don't really read magazines.
You know, I used to. I used to have like all these subscriptions, and then they just started building up, and I was like, I don't have time. I have to watch 14 Bravo shows today.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what? This party was for Carol's friend. Who recognize the friend?
She was an MTV VJ.
Yes. Like, whoa.
Yeah. At first it was like, was she like in Law and Order or something? Like, and she might have been on Law and Order a couple episodes.
I mean, Luann was. She was on an episode of Law and Order.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this party will. When Carol confronts Bethany.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, did you call? Well, Ramona's like, Carol, remember when Bethany called you a puppet? I couldn't believe she said that. She's like, what? She did? She's like, yeah, she said you were a puppet. She's like, what? Like, I've got to go talk to her about this. And Bethany's like, no, I would never do that. No, I would never. That's not even my vocabulary.
And then she's like, but did I say you follow everyone like Heather, Tinsley, and you don't think for yourself and you make a best friend and get on someone's side and they'll tell you what to say? Yes, I said that.
But did I say the word puppet? No. I'm like, ugh, go back to Puerto Rico. Okay.
I'm looking forward to the murder mystery dinner.
Wait, and I'm surprised you didn't even mention the thing that you thought was so funny about the confessional looks and the party looks.
Oh, because Carol was wearing her confessional look at the party. Mm-hmm. And same with...
Luann and Tinsley.
Yeah.
All three of them. Like, I was like, did they do a confessional before this?
I mean, it must have been like very Kate Middleton of them, recycling.
Oh, they heard that's the new way to get royal. Yes, right. I'm excited for the murder mystery. I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited for more Bethany and Carol. Like, this is the shit I need in my life to make me feel better about who I am as a person.
Well, and like Sonia and Tinsley seem to be in a good place at the end of the episode. So that should be interesting. Mm-hmm. And then I also just like loved how Dorinda was like, oh yeah, I saw Tom and he's having a New Year's Eve boat party on the same boat he got engaged from. I told him he was a dick and whatever, disrespectful. And then I got thrown out of the restaurant. It's like, I think, I'm not quite sure. I'm not a drunk though.
Except you're, it's like first step is admitting you have a problem. And then acceptance. Okay, let's talk Below Deck, because Below Deck started this week, and I forgot how good the show is. I've always liked the regular Below Deck with, like, Kate and Captain Lee, but the Below Deck Med is actually the one to watch.
Okay, So I enjoy Hannah, mm-hmm. and I'm glad Adam's back. I think he's pretty cute. And I think Sandy, like Carol, found her voice this season.
Oh, Sandy is not going to take any shit from anybody. And I think that Adam not having the backstory with Malia is actually going to be like more of a normal human being this time.
There seems like a lot more action. Like Conrad's 23 and he's the bosun, and him and Hannah start hooking up.
Yeah, that's going to be. And how old is Hannah? Like our age?
30. She's 30. She doesn't have the white picket fence.
Get it, Hannah.
And then you have Casey from New York. She used to be Miss New York and she lives at home. She reminds me of like that show, like Long Island Princess.
Oh my God. I love that show.
Her mom literally does her laundry for her. And then the first day she's just barfing her brains out.
Why is it that every time they do this show, they're like, okay, so let's get a third stew. They're going to have zero experience. They're going to have a lot of drama. And we need them to be on the show to fight with Hannah. And then, like, probably hook up with somebody in the boat. But, like, they don't have to if they don't want to. But, like, definitely cock tease someone.
It's like the real world formula. Like, they have to have one gay, one virgin. Someone else is. This girl, she hasn't had sex for 8 years.
Wait, Casey hasn't?
Yeah.
She's, like, 20.
Well, maybe she lost her virginity when she was young.
Yeah, I mean, it seems that way. I mean, I'm pretty offended by your hair color, though.
It's like yellow.
It's not good. Like,
yeah.
And don't go on a boat if you get seasick.
Yeah. That will be interesting how that. And then of course, they have to have the one girl that has the boyfriend. And then that's Burke from England. She dates some chef named Dave. And then they have, like, what's the guy's name? Joao from Zimbabwe?
Jow. I don't know. Nobody can say it, so I'm just going to say Jow.
Jow. He's, you know, fighting for Conrad's job, and he's older than him.
He's the new Bobby.
Totally.
Bobby must be so pissed he didn't make this season.
I know. He's, like, living in, like, Marina Del Rey.
Yeah. Remember Dorit's party for Pete K? Oh. Remember he was on that?
There.
Yeah, but he didn't get any screen time.
He's pretty funny.
Okay, so these girls that always do like the butt dynamic.
Michelle from Atlanta.
These guests were literally, I'm like, these have to be actresses. These people were horrible.
Where are my nuts? Where are my nuts? I need some protein.
Yeah, I need some nuts. Like, I needed nuts like 10 minutes ago. Can I get some nuts? And she's like, what about the almonds or something that's like honey roasted? But did you hear the redhead say? She's like, I have some stale pistachios with my edibles. And I was like, wait, did you bring edibles on board? I'm like, where did you get edibles from? What's happening?
I don't know. They're from Atlanta. I don't know.
Also, what's up with your hair?
Is there an intercom system?
She was horrible. She said, can someone refill my glasses? Like, those bitches must have drank so much alcohol. Like, I think I have a problem sometimes. And then I watch these shows and I'm like, oh, I'm doing fine.
When they wanted to meet the other yacht folks and all the people were like, no, you can't come aboard.
Well, so that apparently, apparently it was like some royal chic or something that had that boat that they went up to. And she's like, hospitality check.
And we're just husband shopping.
Yeah, it's like this episode has made us realize why you're all single. You're all horrible people. Like, that redhead looked like the ugly stepsister from Cinderella, Anastasia.
She literally did. And she was like, I hate peacocks because you can't eat them.
Like, what the fuck?
My dog eats food like this.
I don't eat out of bowls. Like, how the hell do you have cereal?
This presentation is bad. But now can I have spaghetti? Because I didn't want that pasta.
Like when I come on a boat, I want to eat things that I can't make for myself. So you're going to need to go back in the kitchen. I don't do starches. I don't want carbs. But I'm going to take a grilled cheese with truffles. And toast both sides of it. Put a little butter on it. And then, like, really sizzle it into the pan. But things I can't make for myself.
It's so bad. And Adam's keeping very composed. So I can't even imagine how they're coming into bad weather. So it's going to get worse.
Oh, my God. Do you think that they're going to tip? I don't think they're going
to
tip.
I think you have to. Maybe, like, I think they normally get, like, 20,000. They'll probably get, like, 10.
Ugh. These women are just awful. And I feel like they're getting shamed on social media. Like, people have had such a reaction to them. It's like, this is why I watch the show, though.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah. So I think that's probably all we have to really talk about for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to the season. Yeah. I just wanted to go over some Southern Charm stuff.
You mean have a hate rant?
Well, okay, first off, I kind of loved Pat this episode, right? Because, well, half and half. Thomas wanted Pat to take Ashley and basically take her from Trashley to Ashley. And so he gave her his credit card to shop at Gwyn's, which is...
Right. It's like, where Catherine's trying to get a job?
Yeah, well, Catherine got the job. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But, so she takes her to Gwyn's, or she takes her to Gwyn's, and she spends $10,000 and gets, like, three outfits.
And so
at this all-male dinner that she held, she told Thomas, I didn't even look at the price tags because I know that that would be disrespectful to you. Like, she, like, turned it around on him being, like, you just, like... Yeah.
Right. I know exactly what she did. She also messaged us and really wants us to get the caftans.
Oh, did she? I want one.
Barbie. She messaged us and was like, send me a picture of the dogs.
Yes. Barbie and Birdie. I will rock a caftan so hard.
Sure.
But also speaking of Gwyn's, so the funny part about Gwyn's, right, is so the girl, the owner, who's like also Catherine's friend, calls Catherine and offers her an internship at the store. And I'm like, what kind of internship is this? Like, do people get internships at clothing stores? Does that mean they're just hiring you for free? Like, are you getting college credit for it, Catherine? Like, how old is Catherine? 26, 27?
I know. When she started, she was so young. So you just like think, oh my God, she's like 21. She's got to be 24.
Well, I think she started the show at 21. The show's been on for how long? 4 or 5 years?
This is only the fourth season, I think.
No. This is like really? This is like season 7.
No.
I'll
Google it.
Okay. So I also want to, I just want to bring up some points. So Patricia holds this like all male dinner, right? Where it's just her and all the guys. And fucking T-Rap is so disgusting. I just hate him so much. He literally says at this dinner.
She was born in 92.
Oh. So she's, no, wait, she's my sister's age. So 20, she's 26. Does she have her birthday yet?
18.
Yeah, 26. So she throws this dinner, though. And
18 plus 8, yeah.
No, I know she... Yeah, I did the math a long time ago when I first said 26.
Okay, cool.
I'm sorry, you guys. We both had really long weekends. And to follow up with this, it's hard. Okay, so T-Rap, they're talking about, like, women. They're talking about Ashley or whatever. And he literally says about her, I've got all, because Ashley's starting, like, he feels like Ashley's getting a little clingy and like kind of like telling what to do. Like, they were at a restaurant and Ashley told him, like, we need to go home, which, because I think that T-Rav was way too drunk. It was probably starting to make a scene. And so she wanted to get out of there. And so he says, I got all the power. I got all of the money. And who are you?
So bad.
What the fuck? Like, it's so rude how he treats her like this. Now, allegedly, she's a call girl, and her contract's up in October, so she's sticking around for a little bit longer. But, like, every time that T-Rav posts a photo, and now he's only posting photos of his kids because he's trying to do damage control because of all the allegations, I want to just write, fuck you.
Have we gotten blocked yet?
By Ashley, yes.
Oh, we did?
Yes, Ashley blocked us.
Darn.
T-Rav still is around. But Ashley, there's like, we love Pat Altschul. She's told us, like, Ashley will make up troll accounts.
Right.
And so we posted a photo and she had, like, and there was somebody like trolling us on that. And everyone was like, this is Ashley. Like, Ashley, get off of here. So, like, the person, like, literally had zero followers and then had like zero posts.
It's like, Ashley, eat a cheeseburger.
She lay off the pasta and eat some carbs.
Withering away.
It's horrible. Austin got back together with his ex-girlfriend, Victoria, that he dated over the summer, which happens
People are really mad at him.
Well, because of what?
I, like, read some comment today that Pat Ash, like, the real Patricia, hasn't talked to him in 3 months and has blocked him.
What? That and Thomas? Yes. Oh, yeah. I wonder what Austin
There's something
did.
Going down.
Interesting. Well, Austin,
I think there's going to be a major shakeup next season. Like, there'll be no JD. There'll be no T-Rav. God.
Great. Good.
It'll be Craig's dating show.
So did you hear? So
we can get you out there.
Oh my God, I would love that. First off, we got to see Gizmo this week too. Gizmo lives
Naomi
in Naomi.
Won custody. It's shocking.
Well, I think Gizmo was Naomi's cat to begin with. But next week when Naomi and Craig like meet up and she brings Gizmo as like a peace offering. So that's good. But what was funny is they like did all these flashbacks. And I'm like, what would the name of Craig and Gizmo's spinoff be called? And I think I came up with the perfect name.
Okay. Tell me.
Cat in the Craigle.
What's Craigle mean?
Like cat in the cradle, but cat in the Craigle.
Sometimes when I laugh too hard, I start coughing.
What do you think about that? Do you think that Bravo Andy will...
I think that's funny.
I think... Or like Gizmo in the Garden. Like...
Sure. And there's all of the above.
Like, I just think that Bravo...
Well, we know we had relationships, so it's like, how about Craig and Gizmo meeting a girl?
Yeah, like two...
Like, one, up and around the country, and he travels around the country with the cat on a leash.
One guy, one cat, one heart. Like, I think it could be, like, really exciting, but I really like that. I just really love Craig. I think Craig is just... I know, and he, like, finally responded to one of our DMs this week. In the same day, we got Craig and Steve Gold, and I was like, I'm shutting down this account.
We're done. We've peaked. Yeah. It's over.
Granted, neither of them will follow us.
Right.
But all you need sometimes is just a thank you from a DM.
Or a heart.
Yeah, or a heart. Yes, exactly. Catherine and Thomas went to dinner. Catherine's going to throw Saint a birthday party and, you know, wants, like, T-Rav to host with her. This is, like, the softer side of T-Rav when he's, like, being nice to Catherine. Like, I think she's kind of learned how to play him.
She completely has, but I think there's a part of her that would like to end up with him.
Yes.
Just because it's easier.
I totally agree. I think she was so young that he was probably like one of her first loves. And then she has like babies with him. That there's like, obviously there's an emotional connection. They're like in each other's lives.
Not even one, two.
Mm-hmm. Two. Yes. Ugh, unfortunately.
It wasn't one mistake.
Yeah. Well, but he also like, Ashley's not on birth control. It's like,
well, she's too skinny to get pregnant, probably.
But it's like, T-Rav, we don't need more of your seed anywhere. Mm-mm. Like, mm-mm. Anywhere. Like, and you should just move. You should up and leave. You should move to a different country. Go hang with Roman Polanski in France. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want you here. I hate you. But T-Rav asked Catherine, like, oh, well, can I bring Ashley to the birthday party? And Catherine's face was like, no.
Sure.
No. Sure. No. She does not want her there. She's not wanted her there. And next week is when we see all the shit go down. Ashley and Catherine get into it. Catherine basically is like, I will fuck you up.
Yes.
So they're all going to Hilton Head. They're all going to Hilton Head because that's where Chelsea and Shep are from. So that's like the cast vacation.
Oh, and that's where Teddy Mellencamp is.
Yes. Oh, right. But it's also interesting because like I was thinking about it. I'm like, the housewives always go to these like exotic locations, right? But like Vanderpump and like Southern Charm.
I passed today where Vanderpump Rules did the RVs by the race car track. It's on the way to Sonoma.
Oh. Okay, I was trying to think for Ariana's birthday last year.
Yeah, I literally pointed out to my sister. I was like, "See that field with nothing in it? That's where they RV parked."
And your sister is probably like,
she's like, cool.
Yeah. So I'm glad that we were able to talk about the royal wedding. That was like really exciting for me. I feel like we talked about a lot of shows.
Yes. And I want you guys to all have a great Monday. And we hope the sound quality is 1,000% better.
Yes.
And don't forget to write us a 5-star review. We love reading them. Mm-hmm. And make sure to get your FabFitFun box.
Oh, yes. And if you don't want to leave us a 5-star review because you think you want to leave something less, don't.
Just don't leave anything at all.
Just don't. If you have nothing nice to say, you're more than welcome to sit with us, but don't write it down.
Don't write a review.
Say it, regret it. Wait, say it, regret it, write it. What is it?
No.
Say it, forget it, write it. You will regret it.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, bye.
I hope everyone has a great week and we'll come in to you in a few more days.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate, I love my popcorn, I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.